Terry for breakfast catch up on Triple M.
My great pleasure to welcome the Shire of Northern President, Chris Antonio. President, good morning.
Morning, Terry. It's great to be here.
Well, you were the first guest in the studio a couple of weeks ago, and we've ironed out all the issues and we've laid out the red carpet.
And you're doing really well. It's good listening to your program, Terry.
Oh, thank you very much. How much do you want for that?
Chris, bucket list.
Oh, yeah, that 10K bucket list. What is on your bucket list? Do you have anything?
Bucket list. Oh, just at the moment, it's do as much as possible for the Shire of Northern and the region. Yeah, help the youth out. That's a big thing at the moment.
We'll touch on the new youth precinct that's underway a little later. But I'll talk about Billiacourt Budja, the new interpretive centre there on the banks of the Avon River. It officially opened at the weekend. Tremendous facility.
Oh, it is fantastic. This Billiacourt Budja is a game changer. This is a brilliant facility, and I encourage everyone to go have a look. It's one of the good things is the Shire of Northern decided that every household will get a free family pass, so at least you can go experience it within the first 12 months of opening. So I think good chance, go down.
Yeah, and the technology used there is very similar to what is down at the National Anzac Centre in Albany.
That's correct, and it's very interactive. So you get your little handheld carrier, and then you can listen to individual stories and individual aspects as you want and as you wish.
And I'd imagine a facility like this would have been heavily consulted with the local community there, the people of the Ballinong community.
I pay my respects to the local elders and the local Ballinong community. It wouldn't have happened without their support and input, and it's ended up with a design that is interpretive, and it's incorporating everyone's wishes.
Excellent. Billiacourt Budja, we're broadcasting from there on Friday, so looking forward to checking it out. Shire of Northern President Chris Antonio is here with us. Chris, I might have got my wires crossed because I went down to the recreation centre the other day and I was wanting to go check out the pool, but it won't be ready until 2019-20, so I might have had mixed information on what's going on.
That's right. We're hoping that it'll be ready for the 19-20 season. The tenders are going out very soon for the construction. And from there, you'll see a lot of activity over the next 18 months or so. So hopefully it's a 19-20 season. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
So the current pool just off Mitchell Avenue, its final season will be this summer?
Yes. That's the aim. And it's still going well. It'll do well for the next short period.
Excellent. All right. So great news for people in the Shire of Northern. Now, I want to talk about the youth space that you've got underway.
Yep. Tenders have already gone out for that. So that's incorporating a lot of outdoor activities for youths and families. Incorporates things such as a flying fox. It's got skating area, outdoor in table tennis, and just a lot of activities. And it encourages families to stay together and be outdoors. And it's all within the Jubilee Precinct, which is where the rec centre is, where the footy ovals are. So people can enjoy family activities right around.
All right. Fantastic things happening there just off Peel Terrace. Shire of Northern President Chris Antonio, thank you so much for coming in as we get into footy finals as well.
That's it, Terry. Always a pleasure. I hope you keep going well in your morning program.
Once again this week, we're catching up with Barry Urquhart from Marketing Focus, and he's actually coming to the Avon Valley doing a presentation this Sunday. We'll talk about that in just a moment, but Barry's on the line now. Barry, you put out an article this week, Undervalued, Not Underpaid. You've got a discussion going about Australian workers.
Terry, it's an interesting sort of perspective. A lot of people who are union members or are part-time casual or in the gig economy believe that they're being grossly underpaid. When you look at the American minimum wage of about $8 an hour, and ours is something towards $17, $18 an hour, in a relative sense, we are being paid twice the amount per hour as what their peer workers are in the United States of America. Our problem is that a lot of people don't see that the bosses are valuing what their contribution is to business, because interestingly enough, when you're talking about small businesses, as we will be on Sunday at the York Golf Course, there's a number of factors that hold small businesses back. One, unquestionably, is undercapitalization, so they haven't got sufficient funds to have the stock range, the store sizes, and the amount of services that are available. But it is the ability to recruit and retain good people as small business people. And those are the sort of things that you've got to address. So You need to value your employees, and more importantly, as a business owner or manager, the staff need to recognise that they are valued, and therefore the wages is not so much a key issue.
Getting into small business is a pretty bold move. I guess the positive is that you do have control over what's going on. What about franchising, people that might want to go under a model that might be a little bit more successful? Do you see any benefits of going down that path?
Worldwide, franchises are the most successful business model available for anyone entering that employment, entrepreneurial, corporatisation sort of situation. Not so in Australia. We have a problem there that a lot of franchisors franchise their problems if they are short in capital, and they start to go out there and they seduce people to come into their business and have capital. Now, interestingly enough, what we therefore need to do is to say, who are the people who are going to be successful franchisees? Now, you're asking people to be entrepreneurial, but to do so, you're going to put constraints on them, because the franchise model says that there's two very key ingredients that are innate to franchising, and that is a recognized logo or brand name and a distribution network. So there's a lot of discipline, structure, and enforcement and compliance and conformity relied upon to be consistent across the board, so that when you walk into one outlet, it's going to be identical to all others, and therefore within the network, it's a seamless transition for the consumers who don't know any difference between one McDonald's and another, one mobile service station and another, and one franchise business to another. So franchisees who want to be entrepreneurial and do their own thing should not be franchisees. Now, if you want to be more successful, the franchising model is unquestionably the most successful business model in the world today.
Catching up with Derby Morris from the Meriden CRC. Good morning to you.
Morning, Terry.
This is fantastic news for not just your organisation, but for CRCs around WA. Looks like the funding will continue.
Yes, we're very excited about that and very pleased that the Minister's changed her mind to continue funding the CRCs, because we're the hubs in each community, and it shows the support we've got within these communities. So it's wonderful news.
Also, the markets are coming up very shortly in town.
Yes, Sunday the 26th of August, and hopefully the weather will be nice by then. So 10 o'clock till 1 o'clock on the lawn out the front of the Meriden CRC, and you can get in early with booking a stall for just $10. So make sure you get on down here.
As they say, one person's trash is someone else's treasure. So if you've got something to give away, or if you want to pick up a bargain, get along to the markets in Meriden. Now, also at the CRC, Debbie, you're looking after assisting sporting groups with putting their constitution together, because they need to be done by next year.
Yes, that's right. With the new Incorporations Act, everyone that's incorporated has to have their constitution registered by 1st of July next year, and obviously the department takes a little bit of time to get that done. So the CRC, for a fee, is offering to do a draft for each organisation. So they just need to contact us and we can arrange that for them.
And Debbie, from the Meriden CRC, call out for volunteers in our community.
Yeah, I mean, every community, volunteers are vital. We wouldn't exist without them. We've got the emergency services and everything else. But people that just have a bit of time on their hands and want to do a bit of voluntary work, it's a great way to meet new people and learn new skills. So if people want to get involved in volunteering, just come along to the Meriden CRC and we'll find an organisation that suits you.
And excitement early September, because you've got the Centrelink van making an appearance.
Yes, we do. We are a Centrelink agent. But when the van comes, they're here for the whole day. So Tuesday the 4th of September, opposite the CRC in the car park, they will be there to help.
Lots going on at the Meriden CRC, and bring us up to date, Debbie Morris. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Terry.
Sounds of the Wheatbelt, Triple M. Middleton Business Advisors, giving you solutions to regain your lifestyle.
Yeah, Middleton's are helping us out with $540 today on the sound. So you need to tell us what that is and where you can find it. Let's go to the phones. Doreen's with us on 13 2710. Doreen, what do you reckon our sound of the wheat belt is for Middleton Accountants?
I think it could be shutting down an umbrella after you've been out in a shower of rain in Northern.
Shutting down your umbrella after you've been out of the rain in Northern. There's been a few drops of rain in the last few hours, hasn't there?
Yeah, it certainly has.
Bit of a change from yesterday with the clear skies about.
It's beautiful when we have the sun out. suddenly. Yeah.
Sun's out, guns out. Unfortunately, that's not it, Doreen.
Righto. Thanks very much, Terry.
See you then.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Cadu, and Steve's out there. G'day, Steve.
How you going, Terry?
Good. Congratulations. You're my first caller from Cadu.
Okay, no worries. That's awesome.
What's happening out there this morning?
A little bit of rain at the moment.
Excellent. Bit of
sure, no one would be upset about that.
A few drops in the tank there.
Yeah, for sure, definitely.
Excellent. All right, Steve. Let's try and give you $540 on the sound of the wheat belt. What do you reckon it is?
I believe it may be a vehicle or a car tyre driving into a pothole on the Great Eastern Highway.
Oh, very good one. A vehicle driving into a pothole on Great Eastern Highway. Whereabouts on Great Eastern Highway? Because it's a long road, isn't it, from Perth to Kalgoorlie?
Yeah, I suppose somewhere between Northern and Meriden.
Somewhere between Northern and Meriden. Unfortunately, that's not it.
Get on, Steve. No worries.
You have a good one.
Thank you. Yep, see ya.
Let's go to our mate Ron at Keller. G'day, Ron.
Good morning there, Pete.
What do you reckon?
Terry.
Oh, I was Cliff one day, I'm Terry another day, and I'm Pete today. I could be anyone, mate. I'm a man of many talents.
I sometimes sit on the road lights, and when they raise the boom gates.
Raising the boom gates. Where were we raising the boom gate, Ron?
Oh, God, it could be coming in Caliburn.
Raising the boom gate at Caliburn. Unfortunately, that's not it.
Okay, mate.
See you then.
Righto, you have a good day.
Yeah, cheers.
Enjoy the weather.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, I've got my multi-slippers on now.
Oh, yeah. That's the stuff. Thanks, mate.
All right, mate. Catch you later.
And finally, let's go to Meriden, and Donna's with us. Donna, what do you reckon our sound of the wheat belt is?
Is it lifting up a petrol nozzle at the Bowser?
Lifting up a petrol nozzle at the Bowser. Where's that happening?
In Meriden.
In Meriden. Which service station?
BP.
BP in Meriden. Unfortunately, that's not it.
Okay.
Sorry, I can't give you the money.
That's okay. We'll keep trying.
Yeah, keep trying. Good on you.
Yeah.
The money returns tomorrow. We're at $550. It's the sound of the wheat belt, thanks to Middleton's in Meriden on Triple M.